Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
My service in the Congress has been dedicated to achieving equality for the people I represent, which only statehood can provide.
Eleanor Holmes Norton has served in the House for 30 years, but she's a non-voting delegate, not a representative, because she's from Washington, D.C., which is legally a United States territory. The House votes today on a historic bill to make D.C. the 51st state. Ashari James is with March for Our Lives, D.C. She says without voting representation, she has nobody to lobby or truly represent her.
Being a Black woman in America, your voice is naturally silenced. And then to be a Black woman in D.C., where I literally could not vote for people who would fight for me on a personal note, is disappointing and disheartening.
The bill is expected to pass in the House, but President Trump says he'll veto it if it comes to his desk. Last month, he told the New York Post, quote, why? So we can have two more Democrat senators and five more congressmen, unquote. But Janice Lewis-George, a candidate for D.C. Council Ward 4, says President Trump's responses to recent protests just highlight problems with the current structure.
If D.C. were a state, you know, we would be able to push back against the heavily militarized federal presence in the city and, you know, keep the autonomy of our own police force.
Under D.C. law, any president is authorized to command the Metropolitan Police Department.
Unfortunately for us, all we can do is really, you know, hold our mayor accountable to, you know, the deployment of MPD. But when Trump, you know, is able to have that level of power over us, you know, we're really limited in fighting back and not having such a militarized presence in right here in our community.
A new Washington Post Ipsos poll of Black Americans shows racism and policing as the two most important issues in their choice of candidate in November, and 92% of Black registered voters intend to choose former Vice President Joe Biden. On the question of whether it's important for Biden to nominate a Black woman as his running mate, respondents were split 50-49.
I think selecting an African-American woman is really going to take things to another level, certainly with those in the Black population, honestly. I mean, I would be super excited.
Ramesh Akberry is Tennessee's first African-American state Senate Democratic caucus chair. She says, like the election of Barack Obama, a Black woman VP would bring a greater sense of belonging and acceptance.
And I think now in this time where we really are hopefully facing the true nature of systemic racism and injustice and police brutality, that we can have someone that can continue, that can unite us and kind of repair some things that have happened over these last several years.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Wolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.